Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
It's a Netball Show. More reaction to Matty Brown signing for Rhinos. Going to hear from Dan Ryan. Megan Morris, who was one of the journalists in Australia that wrote the final piece that she was retiring. And also we're going to hear from Rhianne from Pass and Play on how you can book Matty for a coaching session in the new year. Dan, did you expect that reaction to the signing?
Oh, well, to be honest, I thought it was going to be pretty big in the context of who Matty is, and obviously being a new club, and there's quite a bit of interest around what we're up to. But, you know, obviously a lot of people too thinking that Matty had retired completely. However, she'd only retired from Suncorp and Elite Netball in Australia. So pleased for Matty for the reaction, and also for the franchise itself. It's great to get some really good, strong publicity, and hopefully now quite a few new fans from having Matty on board. And I think she's going to be a delight to see, and we are just so grateful to have her in our inaugural lineup. Matty's such a well-respected and admired player globally, not only in Australia. And, you know, I think it's a real treat for the UK Super League and English netball to have an athlete of Matty's calibre within the ranks now. And I think what only she's going to contribute on the court, I think the impact she'll have significantly off the court is great for our franchise and the players and the people within it, but I just think also too fantastic for the entire sport within this country. And, you know, hopefully Matty's another small catalyst to keep pushing the game forward here in the UK.
The build up online was fantastic, really nice and entertaining and engaging as well. So did that, is Chelsea joining? Oh no, she isn't. Did that help to some extent?
Well, I think our media team, to be honest, at Leeds Rhinos headquarters have done a fantastic job with all the announcements. And, you know, I think a lot of the franchises here in the UK have done a fantastic job in building that anticipation around signings for the 2021 season. And, you know, Leanne Flynn, our media director, has done a brilliant job in getting the interest and growing. And obviously, as a new franchise, we really want to attract fans to what we're doing. And there's a really passionate netball Twitter following out there. So it was great to see so many people get involved and engage with it. And I guess be really excited and thrilled to have someone like Matty revealed yesterday. So, yeah, it's an interesting place, Twitter netball, but really cool to see all the fans get around Matty.
We also saw as well the whole team on a really proper Sky graphic as well. That was special to fans. Have you had a chance to see that? That looked great.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, we've obviously now been training for 5 weeks as a squad, and the announcements have been drip-fed out over that time. So really great just to have, I guess, publicly our squad for 2021 out in that public space. And we can now just concentrate on the business at hand and getting stuck into our training. And, you know, hopefully have Danelle here in the next couple of weeks and Matty obviously joining us early in the new year. So I think it's great to see on paper what our inaugural squad looks like. And, you know, it's great to have a couple of big names in there and some real key signings. But, you know, the majority of our squad is all around that emerging talent coming through the ranks. And, you know, the likes of Matty and Jade leading the way for us and helping build those players around them, I think, is probably the part that I'm most excited by. And, you know, I think fans will be excited by our team, but, you know, the reality is we've never played together. We've got a lot of work to do. And there's some really strong franchises that have had some really great stability in their signings as well. So a long road ahead for us, but I think all of us are excited for the challenge and see how we evolve over time.
You'll be getting everybody together in training as well. So are things looking well at this stage? Early days.
Yeah, really well. I think, you know, I think the reality is when we get into on court and playing from a team, I guess, style and trademark perspective, that's going to be a real work in progress throughout the full 12 months, really. And, you know, we will be finding our feet and learning a lot about each other throughout the season. So we do need to be patient, I guess, with how the team evolves in that capacity. But I suppose from a team dynamic perspective, the group's been so good at kind of getting around each other and, you know, integrating the girls that have moved to Leeds from down south. I think that's been amazing. And always finding time to connect in with each other and form those relationships, which is so important. And, you know, I think what we've found with this group is they're all here for the right reasons. They're all willing to push each other. And at the end of the day, the team's always going to come first. So it's been a pleasure seeing them all find their feet in the environment. And I think what we've created is quite a supportive but demanding and challenging space at the same time too. And most importantly, they're all enjoying the netball at the moment, and that's what really matters to most of us. So really enjoying day-to-day, seeing them grow their connections and develop as people. And hopefully over time that becomes something that turns us into a real force.
On behalf of everybody in the league and supporters of the league, thank you for bringing Maddie over. It's going to be really, really exciting 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's our pleasure. And thank you to all the netball fans out there that have really gotten behind Maddie and behind the club so far. It's and even Danelle too, to be honest, Danelle Wallum from West Coast Fever. It's been great to have all the interest in what we're doing, and hopefully, you know, we can have a really good season and I guess give the fans a team to support if they're looking for a new team to jump on board. But yeah, we're excited to play and we're excited for people to watch us. So bring on 2021.
Great to hear from Dan about what Maddie can bring to Rhinos next year. I mean, speaking of Sarah Wall for a future podcast, but I could not ask her about Maddie, could I?
I am that excited for everybody over there. She's such a great player. How good is it for world netball? I felt excited because I thought people will be that excited to think that she has chosen. I mean, she could have got a gig at any team, New Zealand, Australia. She's that good. But she chose England, and maybe we'll see others doing that. And it's a big thing for England netball. But I feel sad for Australian netball because I feel like, how have we lost her? What on earth is not happening for her to want to stay? So I just hope that, yeah, I hope you guys really enjoy it.
Why don't we hear now from Nat, who's been speaking to Megan about some of the qualities that Maddie can bring.
Obviously, this was a huge, huge stir in the netball world. It was a massive announcement that Maddie Brown is coming to the Super League. She's coming to Rhinos. What was your initial reaction when you first saw the news?
It was a bit of a shock. I mean, obviously, Maddie retired from the Super Netball this year. We did hear her speaking on the Inner Circle podcast with Bianca Chatfield and Sherelle McMahon earlier this season, saying she was interested in playing in the UK or New Zealand at some point, but it seemed very vague and, you know, was kind of expecting she might want to take some time off before that happened. So I think there was a lot of shock in Australia. You know, obviously she's had some issues with her knee, but must be feeling pretty confident that that's all going to be good. And, you know, she's had the operation she needed and feeling really confident about going and playing in the UK, which is awesome.
And what do you think this means for the Super League over here then? Because obviously she's such a huge name and she's had such an incredible career so far. Like, this is, do you think this is kind of pointing in the direction that the Super League here in the UK can become something that can rival the leagues that we see on your side?
Yeah, for sure. I think, we've seen the Super League going from strength to strength over the years. You know, obviously the England Roses are just getting stronger and stronger. Having players like Jade Clark and Serena Guthrie back playing in that competition makes it really strong as well. And pulling in some really great imports from all over the world. Having Maddie Brown there is a huge win for the Super League, I think, not just for the standard of the competition, but also she's a really marketable player. And I think it will be great to, you know, get more eyes on the game and draw in more crowds.
Yeah, definitely. And from my perspective, it's so nice because normally over the last, you know, 5 years or so, we've seen, you know, anyone who gets to that next level of talent in our Super League will go overseas, will go to Australia and New Zealand. So it's nice to see some of that kind of flipping back on itself, and we're getting a lot more imports this end, because it's not just Maddie. We're having, you know, we've got a lot of big names in the league this season, which is really nice to see.
Yeah, and I'm also really excited about another signing for that team, Donnell Wallum from WA. Lots of talk here about her. She's got a lot of potential, hasn't been playing netball long, only about 2 years I believe, but just a really strong player and someone I think who's going to have a big future. So it'll be really interesting to see her teaming up with Maddie, who of course is one of the best feeders that we know. So having those two working together is going to be really great to watch.
Absolutely. And speaking of that kind of the partnerships, I think one partnership that lots of people over here are really excited about are Maddie with Jade Clark, who's also obviously signed for Rhinos as well. I think that's going to be a really dynamic and exciting mid-court for the Rhinos. How do you think that's going to play out between
Yeah, I think that's going to be awesome. I've always been a big fan of Jade Clark. She's just such a tough competitor, and that's something that Maddie brings as well. So I think the two of them together with that sort of never say die attitude, they're going to be really hard to stop, and they're going to bring some real excitement to the competition.
Absolutely. They're proper firecrackers, aren't they? And also just so much experience between them. Like they've got some real experience in that midcourt, which I think will, you know, be a massive, massive benefit for them throughout the season. But speaking of the Rhinos generally, obviously we've got Dan Ryan at the helm now. What did you think of the way he's kind of approached the season with the announcements and, you know, all of the hype and the secrecy? I think it's been really exciting.
Yeah, I think something that Dan Ryan seems to bring to every team he coaches is a really strong focus on recruitment. He obviously has a great rapport with a lot of players. He does a really good job of bringing, you know, those big names together. And yeah, I think the way he's engaged with fans on social media and built up the hype around it and got people excited. I know, you know, in Australia, people are madly sort of Googling, you know, the time difference to figure out what time the teams are going to be announced and what time he's making his next announcement. So he's done a really good job of bringing that real hype and excitement to the signings period.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so excited now for the start of the season. And just obviously from your perspective, you will have seen Maddie Brown play a lot more frequently than a lot of people over here may have done. Can you just kind of give us an overview about what it is that she can bring to a side and whether she's still able to do that given the injuries that she's had? Will she still have the same impact as she has in the past?
Yeah, so Maddie, obviously such a dynamic player. She's so fast and, you know, obviously she's not as young as she once was, but we saw her playing the games she was able to play for the Collingwood Magpies this year. She just pulls out some magic, like the way she threads the needle with her feeds, the angles that she runs, the way that she hits the circle edge. She's so dynamic and she's so fast, and she's got a brilliant change of direction and change of pace that just really makes her very difficult to defend. So from what we saw this year, she was absolutely the strongest player in that Collingwood midcourt when she was able to take the court. So presuming this injury issue that she's had has been sorted out, I think she's going to bring a lot of excitement to the competition. Just a player that is so hard to control for opposing wing defences, really just one of the best wing attacks that we've had. And I think another exciting thing is having her in that competition. Obviously, we've got the super shot over here, which has kind of reduced the importance of those really like thread the needle feeds to get the ball to the shooter under the post, which is one of Maddie's absolute specialties. So having that ability in play for the whole game, I think is going to be really exciting to see.
Yeah, that's really interesting what you say about the feeds and how the super shot has changed the game essentially for so many different positions. It's not just the, you know, the shooters and the circle defense who are feeling that change. So what do you think the Super League can offer to Maddie at this stage in her career? Why do you think she chose to come here?
I think obviously, you know, that probably that factor of not having the super shot, and not a lot of players over here are a big fan of it. So I think that would definitely appeal to her. But also just the ability to be somewhere else, to try something different. Obviously, the proximity to Europe, the ability to travel, I think would be really appealing to her, presuming, you know, restrictions and COVID and all that kind of thing get sorted out by the time the next Super League season starts. But I think, you know, there's obviously been a lot of pressure on Maddie over here, and I think going over there gives her the opportunity to just have a little bit of fun with her netball. You know, she's not gunning for an international position anymore. There's not that pressure on her with the, you know, over here she's had sort of the captaincy and trying to carry an underperforming team. I think it's just the ability to go and enjoy her netball and really go back to what it was that made her really love the game in the first place.
Yeah, that's a really nice position to be in, isn't it? When all of that kind of that early competitiveness and pressure is kind of removed, and you can sit back and, you know, think about all of the things you've achieved and just choose, you know, what it is you really want to do next. So that is really exciting for her, and it could free her up to really achieve something special this season, which is nice. And so just finally, Megan, do you think that this is going to be the start of a new trend? Are we going to see more players, maybe older players or maybe even younger players who need some experience, coming over from Australia and New Zealand to the Super League here in the UK?
I think it really could be, yeah. I think players at both sort of ends of that spectrum, I think it presents a really good opportunity. You know, obviously, particularly as we've seen now with players, because we have maternity leave provisions in Australia, a lot of players are choosing to have their children younger. You know, we've seen Gretel Boetta taking some time off, Kim Revallion, and returning after having babies. So the fact that players can do that means that once they get to the end of their career in the super netball here, they might choose to extend it by a few years and go over to the UK and do what Maddie's doing, which would be awesome. And I think at the younger end of the spectrum, obviously with only the limited number of spots here, it presents a really great opportunity for players to go and play elite level netball. Particularly, we've just had news that the Australian Netball League, which is the tier below, is being shortened just to a week-long tournament rather than, you know, running a full season.
Wow.
Which does make it quite difficult for the younger players to get the kind of consolidated court time. So going over to the UK and playing over there and actually getting that experience of week in, week out elite netball, I think is going to present some really interesting opportunities for young players.
Yeah, well, that's really exciting from our perspective, and long may it continue. I hope we get loads more exciting signings like this, because it's very good for us, essentially. But thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
An important part of joining the league is having somebody like Maddie appear at your club. And the good news is, Pass and Player are going to be representing her when she arrives in the UK in the new year. Rhianne's been telling me more.
It's so exciting. I mean, how brilliant for the Super League to have a player of Maddie's calibre. I think everyone's excited, whether you support Leeds, whether you support another team or just a netball neutral, because it'll just be amazing for the league and we're all excited to see her play. Even better, on a personal note, that we get to represent her for all her coaching and appearances and everything that she's going to do alongside playing up and down the country.
I mean, you tweeted the news within minutes, it would seem, that she was joining Rhinos, but I very much doubt that this was a quick bit of negotiation. How long did it take?
It wasn't too long, actually, I have to say. It went very smoothly. Maddie's so lovely to work with, and it's through Megan and Enigma Sports as well that sorted it out for us, who's representing Maddie. So it's great to be given the opportunity to be able to represent her.
How did it work? Did you just literally give her a quick call and look at opportunities that would exist with Pass and Play and Maddie yourself? As simple as that, or?
Well, Megan just had a brief chat with me about what did I think that Maddie could do coaching-wise and things. Would there be space for her to do lots? Because she was really interested in giving back from her coaching side, from coaching the girls and also coaching for coaches, because I think we know Aussies play in quite a different way than we do here, and I'm sure they coach in a different way than we do. So she really wanted to share that amongst us, which we're all so excited about. So we just had a brief chat about it, and I said, you know, I think there's huge potential, and put to her what I think that she'd be able to do and things that we'd be able to charge, and she agreed to it all very quickly. So from there, then we've just been waiting for this announcement to then be able to put out and start booking some things in for her.
And a really big smile on your face, I can tell.
Yep, definitely.
The last few weeks for Pass and Play, I've seen you being out and about with camps still taking place. There was that one with Leah, Ellie and Karen as well, but then this next lockdown's around the corner, so how has it affected you?
It's really tough, and obviously we're now in England, and Netball announced yesterday that no, we're not allowed to do, it'll be everything stopped. I was hoping, because we obviously have our youth teams, that they would still be able to maybe continue training and obviously outdoors, but no nothing. So we had friendlies, and that will be their last netball for a month, and hopefully only just a month, not any longer.
It's just about, at the minute, just all sticking together as best we can, because we've got through the first batch and this is only really a month.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully this month, you know, teams will stick together. I know from ours, the young girls were really enjoying being back together for mental well-being as well as much their physical well-being. So it's just looking at what we can do as a club to put online for them to try and keep that up. It's a bit harder than it was in the summer because it's a bit chillier, but I know my girls will get out there wrapped up and just keeping together as a community. And I think players and clubs did that really well the first time round. You know, people like Tamsin and lots of other players put up stuff on Instagram for people to try and just stuck together and kept that community netball spirit that we do have.
And having somebody like Maddie on board now as well, and being able to take that into schools, colleges, unis eventually, it's what you're all about.
Yeah, I mean, we originally started Pass and Play to give girls opportunities, especially from, you know, I'm from Hampshire myself, but now based in Surrey, so same area really, but give those girls opportunities to players that they get to see on TV and really inspire them to be that next, take that next step, and that it can happen. And that was sort of thinking, you know, Super League players to start with, and now to be able to bring someone like Maddie, who's a World Cup winner and an Australian player, is just an amazing opportunity, and we are going to be spreading that all around the country.
It's mainly registering interest at the minute, as she's not over till the new year. So what's the best way to people get in touch?
Yeah, so, well, we've had already quite a lot of people in touch.
I would expect so.
it was definitely a good uptake, and we've already got quite a few bookings made already. So yeah, the best way is just to email me at passandplay1@gmail.com, and we can go from there. We can work around whatever schools, clubs want. You know, what do they have different age groups that they'd like Maddie to coach? Would they like to do a session for their coaches? Would they like to mix with another club and things like that, so they can put on a big event? We're looking at lots of different options. Hopefully when COVID calms down, we'll be able to open to even more things, sort of dinner with Maddie, who knows? Lots of different things in the works.
Do you want a diary for Christmas to keep track of all of Maddie's bookings? Or are you sorted?
Thanks, that would be lovely, Andy.
Oh, drat, I've told you now. Don't miss Sasha's chat with Maddie, already online where you get your podcasts. Plenty to look forward to when she finally gets here and becomes part of Leeds Rhinos. We're online at thenetballshow.co.uk, and you can send us a DM as well at The Netball Show on Twitter.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland, and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.